Dan Small here with Jeff Kelm in the studio. Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. And you know, this time of year, people are pretty tired of winter and they're looking forward to warm weather. And some are even starting to think about summer vacations. And joining us now is the co-author of a book that might help some folks plan some summer vacations. His name is Neil Johnson. He's co-author with Adam Swenson of a book called Resorts of Wisconsin, and actually another one called Resorts of Minnesota. Neil, thanks for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah, I think it goes, an extra measure this year with our winter that we've had.
Yeah.
I think we're all looking to get summer underway.
Absolutely. And your book, now I haven't seen the Minnesota book, but I presume it's similar to Resorts of Wisconsin, which just came out last fall and seems to be doing well, I guess.
Yes. So it has been doing well. I've been doing some speaking on resorts and resort history and a number of book signings, and it's moving through some of the bookstore channels and then, of course, through my website. They're both are doing well. So,
mm-hmm. Well, that's good. Now, tell us about the book. What did you try to do with the book?
Well, I had a few main purposes to doing this book. One is I'm a lover of history. I think there's great lessons we can learn from history, and I think there's inspiration we can draw from it. So I find it very encouraging to go back and get some of those historical stories and see how people pulled themselves up by the bootstraps and, mm-hmm. and got businesses started, especially resorts. The other thing is I really wanted to encourage families to get out, spend time together, and decompress, de-stress, do those types of things, and leave some of the electronic gadgetry behind. That's why you see some of those, you know, there's historical photos and there's modern day images. Mm-hmm. Want to show how much fun that still is today. And then the other thing was just to encourage kids to get out in nature, and really adults as well, but to get out and experience the outdoors.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And
the three things.
And along with the stories and the old photos, there are a lot of contemporary photos, some by yourself and Adam, and then some by Jim Backus, who's better known as Magoo or Magoo Photos. He's from Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Good friend of mine and a great nature photographer. And I think it's neat that you combined those.
Yeah. No, he did a good job. I mean, he went out there and he drove the miles and he got his portion done. And then, of course, Adam and I were doing the same. And it's a big project. But it's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. How did you choose the resorts that you covered?
Well, here's the thing. I started both states, both Minnesota and Wisconsin, when I did the book. I started with a couple simple rules. The resorts that I featured in the book were all family-owned, family-run. So I was looking for that. I wanted places where when you went there, you met the owners.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So that was rule number one. Number two is I had to ask the question, would I be excited to take my family here?
Uh-huh.
Because although it's not a guidebook, and I knew people would use it that way, and I wanted them to be able to. And so I wanted them to be decent places, you know. Obviously, different experiences. Uh-huh. I mean, from small housekeeping cabins to American Plan resorts and everything in between. But I just wanted to know that the owners were good people and that they kept the place up, those kinds of things. So,
uh-huh.
And then I was trying to find a sampling from all over the state. And I'll be frank, it was easier in Minnesota to find stuff down south than it was in Wisconsin. And I think the reason is just with the proximity to Chicago, you know, everything got either condoed or corporatized down in southern Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm, so. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we've seen a lot of that across the north as well. Many ma-and-pa resorts have been sold off to private owners who, in many instances, bulldozed the cabins and put up a mansion on the shores of one of the northern lakes.
Yep,
but
sure.
But these are resorts that many of them have been there 100 years or more.
A lot of pre-1900 resorts in there. I mean, Coons, Franklin Lodge, Boyd's, Mason Lake Resort.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a number of them. And then, of course, all those early 1900s, like Bosses, and go on. But,
yeah, and many of them, I mean, we talk about 100-year-old resorts, and some people might think, oh, boy, I don't want to go into musty old cabins. But they have been kept up, and some are quite modern. I'm familiar with several of them. The two on Namekagon, Lake Woods and Mogosheen Resort, are, yes. You know, I've stayed at Lake Woods a number of times. In fact, know Phil Rasmussen fairly well because it's in his family and has been pretty much forever, I think.
It is, yeah, forever. In fact, Anna Nemec, their ancestor, started that property when she was 19 years old and was a single gal, which is a neat story when you think back to, you know, turn of the century America back then. It's a big deal to have a single gal, a young single gal, who started an enterprise like that. It was actually a hunting camp for this Judge Laughlin, and she kind of managed it, but she wanted to start renting out the cabins, and she convinced him to let her do that, and then she bought it on contract through her work. So it's a neat story.
Yeah, and there are other stories. What are some of the other fascinating stories you dug up in your research?
Well, you know, Voss's Birchwood Lodge, which is where the FBI staged the raid on John Dillinger at Little Bohemia, is a neat place, and I love the opening to that story because that the money, the startup capital for that property, was gained off a bet on a long shot at Saratoga.
Oh, no kidding.
So the horse pulled through, he had enough money, and then he went in and bought the property. Neat stories like that. You know, and then just different facets of it. I mean, Dillman's resort, Dillman's Bay, which is up in Lac des Flambeaux area, they do artist retreats up there. So they have watercolorists that come in, professional watercolorists, and actually teach watercolor classes there. Kind of an artist conclave, and especially in the shoulder season, they do a lot of those classes, and people come from all over the world. Argentina, I met somebody from Argentina when I was there. So, I mean, it's just, you know, neat how resorts have, I guess, adjusted to the times and tried to create business models that would allow them to fill shoulder season because that peak season has become so tight, and because of kids' sports and school and those types of things.
Sure, and Dillman's Bay, of course, is located on a beautiful peninsula there on, it's White Sand Lake, isn't it?
White Sand, yes.
Yeah, I fished that lake, and it's a good walleye lake, a good muskie lake as well.
Good muskie lake. In fact, that was back in the, that was one of the things that saved that resort during the Depression was when the world record muskie was caught there. So that notoriety, that press, allowed them to garnish more business and continue on.
Now, you've got most of the lodges are in the north, the northeast and the northwest, but you've got a couple in the south and a couple on in Door County as well.
Yes. Neat place up there in Door County, Dan. I don't know if you ever been to Gordon Lodge.
I know where it is. I have not been there, no.
Well, it's a great story because this is one of those properties that potentially would have been bulldozed, condoed, those types of things. It's owned by John and Wendy Tinnan. And John's a wealthy businessman out of Chicago. He does a lot of graphic design work in the baseball card industry. And he bought it, was originally going to develop it, fell in love with the property, fell in love with the resort and the culture, and instead ended up rehabbing it. And I think between acquisition and the rehabbing of the property, he's got over $20 million into it. But the cabins are not ostentatious. I mean, they're nice, small cabins, but done very nicely, very quaint place, great lodge. And it runs out into North Bay on a peninsula, so you get the sunrise in the morning over the big water of Michigan, and then the sunset over North Bay at night. It's just a great place.
It's a great location, as many of these resorts have. They have a good location on water, on good fishing water, good recreational properties, and through a variety of, in some cases, luck, and in a lot of cases, hard work and good management, they seem to have survived the times that have destroyed or you know, ruined a lot of those lodges. There were many, many more years ago.
Oh gosh, yeah, lots more. In Minnesota, the number was almost 5,000. Today, there's under 900 left.
Wow. Do you know what
it is? It's a very similar story in Wisconsin.
Okay. Do you have any plans to do, say, resorts of Michigan or other states?
You know, people have asked me about that. I've got child number 7 on the way right now, and so it's a big commitment to do these books. Jim and I, Jim Backus, actually wants to do some photography for another book that we have talked about doing. So I'll kind of hold that close to the vest, but that may be in the works. We are, my wife and I are actually working on a book together now called The Move, because we sold our home in the Twin Cities, and for 2 years we've been building our house up in northern Minnesota by ourselves, and we've got chickens, and we're off-grid. We're, our driveway's 1.3 miles, so it's a fun story of challenges and overcoming and marital stress.
And, and everything that goes with that, yeah.
Yes.
Well, I know you're working on that house even today, and I appreciate you taking a break to talk with us.
Oh, well, I appreciate you having me on, Dan.
Now, folks can get the book. I assume that it's in bookstores, but they can also get it directly from your website.
Yes, it is. I mean, Barnes & Noble has it. Some other bookstores have it. It does run out through a distributor. They can get it through my website, and if they do want to get it through the website, the nice thing is either the Minnesota or the Wisconsin book, there is a field where they can enter a message if they want it signed and personalized, if they're doing a gift, so I can sign that for their... the receiver of the gift.
Great, so, great. All right.
Just resortsofwisconsin.com and resortsofminnesota.com.
All right. Well, Neil, thanks so much, and good luck with the finishing of the house, and let's hope spring comes soon for all of us.
Yes, amen to that.
All right. Neil Johnson, author, co-author of Resorts of Wisconsin and Resorts of Minnesota. As he mentioned, you can find them online at resortsofwisconsin.com. or resortsofminnesota.com. More Outdoors Radio straight ahead.